From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. The California Air Resources Board says a switch to winter blend fuel is unlikely to harm the environment, as Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento.
The California Air Resources Board has directed refineries to begin producing and selling winter blend gasoline. Governor Jerry Brown requested the early switch because of the recent gas price spikes. The blend is usually not sold until October 31st because it's more volatile and its quick evaporation can harm air quality during hot weather. But the board's Dave Cleghorn says that's unlikely now.
I don't think there's going to be too dramatic an impact on air quality because the temperatures have begun to cool in the nick of time, you might say. And the cooler temperatures that we're seeing now should help, you know, blunt any air quality impact.
Cleghorn says the state has only made an early transition after Hurricane Katrina and a few years ago after a refinery fire. He says it's likely to increase fuel supply by 8 to 10%, which could lower fuel prices. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
Some legislators and industries are asking for a delay in implementing California's law that regulates toxic chemicals and consumer goods. The state's green chemistry law requires businesses to identify and find alternatives to some chemicals that could be harmful. Anne Grimaldi represents the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers. She says the regulations could generate unpredictable costs.
This is a very complex regulation. It's going to have ripple effects throughout all of California's economy and beyond California. So that kind of analysis is going to be extremely complex, but necessary.
The Department of Toxic Substances Control, which issues the regulations, says it has yet to identify which consumer products to target. It will conduct a thorough economic analysis once that happens. The final comment period for the regulations ends this week. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.